Today's shiur is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Yehuda ben Avram Feldman. May it be a schus for his neshama.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's daf will be daf Lamed Ches and Shosh Nochis Zepara, the fourth parak. The Mishnah taught us that a Shosh Yisrael Shnogach Shosh Akum is Potter. And a Shosh Akum, Shenodach Shosh Yisrael, pays Nezek Shalim. So the Gemara asks, what is the mocker for this double standard? The Gemara brings up a lot of psukim. I'll quote one of the psukim. It says in the Pasuk, Hoyfiyah mehar poron, Kosh Baruch Hu was Hoyfiyah mehar poron, the poron Hoyfiyah memoinim the Yisrael, that he was gave over all the money of the non-Jews to the Jews. Hoyfiyah in Israel, as the Pasuk says. Tosfos says that, don't get this Gemara wrong, this Gemara could seem that all money owned by non-Jews is totally up for grabs, that since Kodesh Baruch Hu miporon hoyfiyah memoinim Yisrael, I would think that I could do anything with non-Jewish money. So Tosfos says, no, there's a Gemara on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel that says, Gezel kinayni oser, stealing from a non-Jew is awesome. And so too passing to Mechaber in Simin Shemem Ches. Mechaber writes in Sif Beis, Kol ha-goinim ha-filo shav-apruto oiv ha-lav loi tignoivu. V'chayev l'shalim, Echor ha-goinim mamin l'Yisrael, oiv ha-goinim mamin shal akum. Even a person who steals from an akum is chayev to pay back, meaning the whole leniency in our Gemara is referring to specifically damage done to a non-Jew through a shor, or damage that a non-Jew did to us, he has to pay Nezek Shalim. But of course, stealing is Aser. Now, this halacha of Gezel Akum that is Aser is a very fascinating topic. The Ramah over there in Shemem Ches says, even though we have a halacha of Gezel Akum Aser min HaTorah, however, Tois Akum, to trick a non-Jew, we'll explain what that means in a moment. That you'll trick him in cheshbin, meaning, for example, a person goes to a store and he the right amount of change he should be receiving by the scorekeeper, who's a non-Jew, is 50 cents. And he receives a dollar change, 50 cents more he gets. So in that, the non-Jew made a mistake and gave the Jew more money. So that's called lahatois b'cheshbin. That is mutter. As long as, like the Shach says over here in Sifkat and Gimel, that the Jew says to the Akum that, you know what, I'm relying on your calculations of the correct change, I'm relying on you, and then even if later on it will be found out that he gave the wrong change, there'll never be a Chil Hashem, because the Jew, after all, showed his interest that it was a right change being received. But if the Jew does say that, and he still gives the wrong amount of change, the Jew could take that, that's Tois Akum, it's Mutter, they pass in the Ramah. Another instance in which it is Mutter, Lafki Alvosoi, says the Ramah. Hafkos Alvosoi is Mutter. Now, what does Hafkos Alvosoi mean? It means that if Moshe owes Johnny $100, so Moshe does not have to pay back this $100, because since it was given to him by Johnny with love and care, he didn't steal it from Johnny, it was a halva, it was given to him willingly, so of course also he doesn't have to pay him back. It's not called stealing, I mean, even though he said Gezel Akum is Aser, this is regulated to two heterim, which is Tois Akum B'cheshbin, getting the change example, but number two, of course also that is Mutter. Now these two are only Mutter, says the Ramah, B'makum Deleka Chil Hashem, only when there's no Chil Hashem, when it won't be found out that you're doing so, that if Johnny will find out that you owe him money and you have not paid him, that's a tremendous Chil Hashem, that's prohibited. But if Johnny has Alzheimer's and he'll never remember that he owed you money, that you owe him money, excuse me, so then you don't have to pay him back, because there'll be a Chil Hashem and there'll be found out that you didn't pay it. That's what the Ramah writes over here in Simin Shemem Ches Tchilas Hilchis Geneva. The Be'er HaGoyla, I want to quote this famous Be'er HaGoyla, the Be'er HaGoyla says the following thing, V'ani koizim zoyis l'doyrois, says the Be'er HaGoyla, Shri'isi Rabim Godlu Ve'ashiru Min Tois Shehitu Akum. I saw many merchants that utilize these two Aterim, and actually became quite wealthy. Continues the Be'er Goyle, but lo yitzlichu, but at the end they were not successful. Yardu nichseyem l'tamoy, they lost all their money. Lo hinichol achareim bracha, neither was any Yerusha from this money received as a bracha. K'moshu kosev b'sefer chasidim, like the Sefer Chasidim says, Rabim Hashem, Kodshu Hashem, but there are many who, despite these two atayrim of Hafkos Halvosoi and Tois Akim, they went ahead and they were Hichziru Tois Akim. They gave the money back. They told the guy behind the cashier, you know what? You made a mistake. I want to honestly give back the money. Or despite if Johnny has Alzheimer's, you're going to go pay him back. So he was Mekadishim Shemayim. So then they were Hashiroi, Vitzlichu. They, Adarabba, were more Matzliach. And they left money over to the Yerusha. So the Be'er Goyle says, interesting, fascinating concept, that even though halachically this is totally permitted, Tois Akum and Afkos Avostoy, if there's no Chil Hashem, but it's not suggested practically. That's the Sefer Chasidim over here. I want to discuss also the famous question about tax evasion. As we just said, Afkos Avostoy, not paying back borrowed money, that is permitted if there's no Chil Hashem to pay back to a non-Jew. Now what's with taxes? In Simen Shin Samech Tes, the halacha is, we all know, dinah de malchusa dinah, you have to listen to the laws of the land. That's for sure, according to all Rishonim, taxes must be paid, because dinah de malchusa dinah, and therefore taxes must be paid. However, the question arises, the Vilna Goyen brings this problem up, that if it's true that Hafkos Avosoi, not paying back a Jew, a Goy, is permitted, how does that coexist with the concept of Dinah Malchus Dinah? After all, Dinah Malchus Dinah means you owe the government money. So how am I forced to pay back that money? If there's a halacha of Hafkos Avosoi Mutter, and there's a halacha of Dinah Malchus Dinah, L'choyra Hafkos Avosoi should get me out of the jam of Dinah Malchus Dinah. And L'maisa, there's a Ramah that says over there in Simen Shin Samech Tes, that if someone does not pay their taxes, you're not allowed to force him to pay his taxes. Because since it is a form of Hafkos Avosoi, so he does not have to be forced to pay his taxes, as can be seen in the Ramah, in Shin Samech Tes, Sivvov, the Ramah writes, Afal gav da osel avriach, you can't run away from paying taxes. Mikolach dinah malchus dinah, because dinah malchus dinah. Mikol mokum, says the Ramah, adam im adam avriach, if someone is evading taxes, ein lemuches lo koyfoy soy litain, you can't force him to pay his taxes. The avika afkos avosoy, says the Ramah, the shari, it's a classic example of afkos avosoy, which is permitted. Miu, but if it involves other problems, that Sholem Medina, that the king will come after and kill Jews, then of course you can. But tax evasion basically has a heter in this Ramah in Shin Samech Tes Tzivov. However, there is a fascinating Erech Shai. The Erech Shai says a different. Basically, the answer to the question was that Enoch Hanami Hafkos Avosoi gets you around from paying taxes, which is a Pella Atzuma, and like it says in the Ramah in Sif Vav. However, there is a fascinating Erech Shai. The Erech Shai writes the following answer to the inquiry, how does Hafkos Avosoi and Dinah Malchusa Dinah coexist with regards to taxes? It says the Erech Shai like this. There's two types of taxes. There's one type of tax in which you pay the tax in order to use land. For example, when crossing a bridge, the toll of the bridge is so and so to say a tax. You pay this tax, the bridge tax, and you could cross the bridge. Now, that type of tax is not a tax, a classic dinah malchusa dinah tax. That tax is that if you don't pay this tax, you're trespassing, you're on the bridge without permission. So says the Erech Shai, that even though Hafkos Avosoi is mutter, that means when you owe a non-Jew money, you don't have to pay. However, You can't go ahead and steal. That we know. Gnevus akumaser. So therefore, if a bridge tax, a tax to go over a bridge, if you don't pay, you're stealing. You're stealing property. You're trespassing. So therefore, if a person does not pay a bridge tax, then he cannot utilize the din of hafkos avosoi to permit him to go across the bridge. And therefore, that's when the halacha of din malchus din applies. It applies in certain taxes that's allowing you to use something, thereby not paying the taxes would classify you as a thief. Masha'enkin, a tax on your income tax, which is purely a choyv you owe the government, that could be applied for hafkos avosoi. That's the erech shai. Now, I know that most gedolim do not agree to tax evasion, even though we have this erech shai that says only also by bridges, or this Ramah that seems to be all taxes we could get around with Afkos Avosoi. But I like to suggest a third answer to the inquiry, how does Afkos Avosoi coexist with Dina Malchus Adina? Along the lines of the Erech Shai, that what? That if you don't pay taxes on a bridge tax, you're trespassing and you're classified as a thief. I believe this applies to all Dine de Malchus Adina. The Ran Nedarim says the logic behind the din of Dina Malchus Adina is the following, that since the king owns the land, he owns the land, and the president owns the land, so he can make the rules that he wants, because it's his land. That's what the Ran says the din of Dina Malchus Adina is. If that's true, my reasoning is the following. If that's true, so every time you don't pay income tax, it's, so to say, a trespasser in the land, just like the Erech Shai comes in and agrees. There's no hafkosoi applicable to bridge taxes. I believe that applies to all taxes in America or in England. Because if you do not do as the king or as the president wants, so you're not allowed in the country. You should be shipped out. That would be not only a hafkos avosoi, but rather you'd be trespassing, you'll be kumva essay, stealing and using something without paying for it. So therefore, the whole hafkos avosoi, the minig, to be machmir, is in Hare Kodesh, has a good mocker, and I believe it's this, that any type of tax evasion would involve not hafkos avosoi, but rather gnevus akum, because you're trespassing, you're using something without permission.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.